Ew.
Man, guys, I love eating popsicles.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the best way to cool off.
Orange is my favorite. Cody, calm down. You can get a brain freeze. All right, everyone try to get a brain freeze. Bite your popsicle.
Jeffy, what happened?
Dude, he bit his tongue. You didn't have to bite that hard.
What, baby, what are you doing?
I'm taking feet pics, Marvin.
Why?
So I can sell them online because you won't get a job.
Baby, no. You gotta take better angles than that.
What?
Because those won't sell.
Marvin!
And I did not done.
What?
I did not done.
Jeffy, I can't understand you.
I did not done that, and I did not done.
Put your tongue back in your mouth so I can hear you.
Not that, I did not done.
Baby, I can't understand what Jeffy's saying.
Well, maybe he has a speech impediment.
He has a brain impediment.
Marvin!
It's true! I can't understand what you're saying, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe if you speak like him, you'll understand what he's saying better.
Oh, I'll speak like Jeffy.
Marvin!
Ow! Well, look, he's an idiot. Oh, okay, you know, his tongue just fell out of his mouth.
Oh, no. I'm calling the doctor.
Call the doctor. Baby, did you call the doctor?
I did. He said he was on his way.
What? That was like 30 minutes ago. I'm going to call and check on him.
Hello? Damn, baby!
What?
Hey, Marvin? Is that you?
Yeah, you said damn baby.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm in traffic right now, and there's a lady whose baby's not in a car seat, so I was like, damn, baby, you should be in a car seat.
Is that music I hear?
Yeah, you know, yeah, because I'm in my car, listening to music like everybody does. Duh.
Are you at a strip club?
No, Marvin, I told you, I'm in traffic. You know, it's gonna take a while, because, you know, things were crazy at the hospital. There was, like, this woman with her ankles behind her head. How's she doing that? She needs a spank is what she needs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like I said, Marvin, I'm in traffic.
Okay, well, my son's tongue fell out of his mouth.
My tongue's about to fall out of my mouth. Oh, ooga!
What was that?
That was a car, an old car honking at me, you know, like a ooga. And it's also the noise they make in cartoons when you see a hot lady and your eyes pop out of your head.
I think my son had a stroke.
I'm about to stroke something. Yeah, in traffic, you know, because I'm so bored, I got nothing else to do. I might as well just, you know, rub one out.
Oh, listen, I really need your help. Are you coming or not?
I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, damn. I am coming.
Then please hurry.
He's still there, Marvin.
Yeah?
I'll be on my way. Keep the change.
I think he's on his way. That must be him. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, do you have, like, a wet napkin or a towel, or can I just straight up take a shower?
Why?
Well, you see, I was in traffic, you know, and I had my window rolled down, just listening to music, minding my own business, and then somebody threw a cigarette in my car, so that's why I smell like a strip club. And then, yeah, you can smell that. And then, and because I had my window rolled down, you know, somebody ran by, and they stole my wallet, and they took, like, $500 out of there, plus bottle service, and then they gave me my wallet back, but I still lost a lot of money. And then I was just so bored, you know, sitting in traffic doing nothing, so I decided to do a crafts project, and I had, like, a hole in my pants, so I decided to try to glue that closed, you know, from the inside. So then, yeah, my pants got all sticky and my legs got sticky, so, can I take a shower?
Yeah, just make it quick.
Hey, baby, he said yes.
But baby.
Yeah, my time doesn't start yet, okay?
Wait, who's that?
Oh, this? This is a nasty bit. No, this is, Nurse Baby. Yeah, she spells it B-E-B-E, like Bebe, but I just call her Baby. She's not wearing her nurse outfit, or really any clothes for that matter, because a patient threw up on him. That's why we need to take a shower so bad.
Is that a stripper?
Marvin, no, she is not a stripper. She is a nurse. She's a nurse, and she just got done with a very long 12-hour shift helping very sick kids, just scrubbing puke on her hands and knees, and you call her a stripper. Marvin, apologize to baby.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, baby. So, yeah, we're going to need to use your shower and then also probably your bed to dry off.
Why don't you just go somewhere else?
Well, my wife would never allow me to bring her home, and this is cheaper than a hotel because it's free. So can I take your shower?
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, thanks, come on.
Jeffy, ask me a yes or no question.
Did the headman and then hit the demon bimbo? And then it hit my puzzle in the bimbo? And she slipped and it slammed me on my back? Did the headman?
Pick a color.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Oh, Jeffy, shut up.
Marvin, where's the doctor?
He's taking a shower.
What? Why?
He said he got dirty in traffic. I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Why are you naked?
We were born this way, okay? It's how we're supposed to be. Oh, Marvin, I should probably let you know I pulled the triple S in your bathroom.
A triple S?
Yeah, shit, shower, shave, except I did it all in the shower.
What?
I know, but the toilet was too far away, so I just had to drop anchor right there in the shower. Like, a lot of anchors. I shit like a rabbit, Marvin. Don't worry, I tried to clean it up. I took the plunger and tried to shove it down the drain, but I just made it it worse, and it just ended up looking like a big stringy Play-Doh mess, like trying to shove ground beef down a garbage disposal.
That's sick!
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, Marvin, okay, but that's not important. What's important is that I have a question, okay? I don't really know this girl very well.
Wait, what girl?
There's a girl in there.
That's a nurse that he works with.
Marvin, come on, that was obviously a lie. She's clearly a hooker.
A hooker?
Yeah, Marvin, don't pretend I'm not a habitual liar. Obviously, she's a hooker. Let's get past that. What I need to know is, should I wear protection or not?
You could ask my fortune teller.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, pick a color.
Red.
R-E-D. Pick a number.
Two.
One, two. Pick another number.
Three.
All right, let's see. Only time will tell.
Oh, cool. That's real fucking helpful. Thank you for that. Yeah, I guess time will tell in 9 months when it's too late.
Listen, can you just help with my son while you're right here?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it later.
What? Do it later. Do it right now.
No, I'll do it after I'm done.
Jeffy, go to your room until he's ready.
Bedpad.
Guys, I do have another really big favor to ask.
What do you want?
I need some money.
What? For what?
Well, I think my time with her is up, and she did see me shit in the shower and try to shove it down the drain with a plunger, so now she wants more money to stay.
Well, I think I have a 20 in the car.
Get that, please.
Okay.
Marvin, money?
I might have a 10 in my wallet.
That's not gonna be enough, buddy. She saw me shit in the shower.
Well, I don't know.
Like a rabbit.
I have an ATM card that I can go get money out of.
Yeah, that's more like it. The longer we sit here talking about it, the more money she's gonna need.
Okay!
Here's a 20.
Thank you.
And here's a 50.
50? That's all you could do?
Yeah, that's all I could do.
70's kind of a weird number for seeing somebody shit in the shower, but I can make it work. I can make it work.
Okay, guys, now that we're done eating our popsicles and you're done choking on yours, what do you want to do?
We should play hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, dude. That sounds fun as hell.
Okay, I'll count first.
Hey, man, man, man.
Oh, we're just playing hide and seek.
Man.
Yeah, sure, you can play. Junior's counting.
Wait, you can understand him?
Yeah, he's speaking in tongues. I speak tongue. Around a butthole. Hey-o.
Okay, I'm gonna count.
Okay.
One, two.
Wait, you're not that doctor. Do you have my money? Who are you?
I'm the Green Scooby-Doo Killer, and I'm gonna kill you.
Oh my god, he's coming!
She's dead! Out the window I go.
Hey, baby, I got the money, so you know what that means. Fist in my ass. Jeffy, did you kill my hooker?
No, I've gotten it.
It has to have been you. You're the only one here. Come on, you're under arrest.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boober. And today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being accused of murdering a hooker. Bailiff, tell me what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I had just gotten done shitting in the shower, and I told the hooker to go wait for me in the bedroom, because I needed to ask Marvin for some money, because I had to pay the hooker, you know, for obvious reasons. And then when I got into the bedroom, I saw Jeffy standing there, right next to the dead hooker.
Hmm. Oh, dear. How much was she charging you?
$100 an hour.
Hmm. Not bad. For everything?
Yeah. She was a nasty bitch, Your Honor.
Jeffy, how could you? Did you really murder that hooker? Explain yourself.
I'm sorry, what? I can't understand you. Can you say that again?
Mr. Jeffy, if the next sound out of your mouth is not an understandable sentence, I will find you guilty of murder. That is it. Mr. Jeffy, I find you guilty of murdering a hooker, and I sentence you to life in prison.
She was a good woman. Come on, you monster. Get in there, you murderer. I hope your cellmate does to you what that hooker was going to do to me. Shove his fist in your ass.
Jeffy, how could you do this to our family? Officer, there's just no way that Jeffy murdered that hooker. There's no way.
Marvin, you're just going to have to accept that your son's a murderer.
Jeffy, why would you do this? What are you trying to say?
Listen, Marvin, I don't have time for this. I got another inmate I gotta bring in.
Jeffy, if you could just try your hardest to try to explain who did it, just say it. Just try to say it with the best way you can. You're not even trying.
All right, Jeffy, it looks like your cellmate's gonna be this guy in a green Scooby-Doo costume.
We can't understand you, Jeffy. Just stop trying to talk.
That's the guy who killed the hooker in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, Jeffy, how can you talk? How?
Well, because I had this big piece of Play-Doh in my mouth the whole time pretending it was my tongue.
Wait, so this is the guy who killed the hooker?
Yeah, in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Why did you take out the Play-Doh earlier?
Because I'm a butt.
And why didn't you speak up in court?
Because I'm a shithead.
So you wasted everyone's time?
Yep.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ray, guard, help!
Somebody owes me $70 and a fist in my ass.
astronauts been back to the moon?
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out.
This.
What is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. You can put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, love the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
He thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can knees too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm. Huh? What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
Wait, what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an only fans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do, and you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky, some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going, you're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit, because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
Well, $50,000? Now we're talking about potential wiener-sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah. There you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin? You'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back out.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
What is that baby on? Oh, I want your ass to slide. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets. So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ash after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck buying no buttons to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn master.
Turn it around, it says on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to the dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who wanna play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, soul to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat it, man. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours, and it holds the gold.
What happens with the Twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The Twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What do you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No, not until I ask to leave. Get out, scram, skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Yeah, sneaky.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time with throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man. Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy.
What?
More like Poo Diddy.
All right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed on P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party. Well, if you say no, I still do it.
Oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Sir, I'm bad at camera. I think someone was trying to record illegal activity.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir.
Looks like we got to get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You got to at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't want to get pissed on. I'm saying no.
Come on, it's the party,
man. I'm saying no.
Come on, no, you got to stay here.
I'm saying no.
All right. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah. Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
I need a pickle.
They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Penthouse packed and they got my willy wagon. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Rhyming like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat, my favorite one's a dildo. Slip something in your tooth and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef, put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm cleaning, call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. She tryna mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm tryna smash them cheeks. The escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pew stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm tryna get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
Question. How long is too long to eat an onion ring you found underneath the refrigerator?
What?
3.5 months? Is that too long?
Yeah, that's too long, Jeff. You're not eating an onion ring you found in the refrigerator. It has green mold on it.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So about 3.5 months ago, I put this onion ring underneath the refrigerator because I wanted to grow an onion. Well, it didn't, so now I want to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, Jeffy. It's gross.
Not going to eat it or not supposed to eat it?
Both. You're not going to eat it. Give me the goddamn onion ring. You're not eating this. There's someone at the door.
Hello? What? Goodman?
Is that a goddamn onion ring?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I mean, it's 3.5 months old.
Is it your newborn fucking baby? How do you know its age? Why are you carrying it around your house?
No, I found it under the refrigerator. It's been under there for 3.5 months.
Then why are you still holding it? Why didn't you throw it away?
I don't know. I don't know.
Give that goddamn onion ring. Yum! Tastes like shit, Marvin!
It's 3.5 months old!
Why didn't you tell me?
I did!
I thought you were lying.
What?
Yeah, let me in! There's fucking bugs out here with malaria and Ebola and shit. I gotta talk to you about something.
Okay.
Fuck away from me.
All right, Goodman, what do you want to talk to me about?
I got two words for you, Marvin. Possibly one. Pickleball.
Pickleball? What is that?
It's this new sport I started playing because I'm rich and bored. It's like tennis, but not.
Well, I've never heard of it. How do you play?
Well, I'll show you. Chives! Get your ass out of the car and bring the pickleball shit! Move that old dick! He's on his way.
Are you sure he can hear you all the way from your car?
Of course he can, Marvin. I have his hearing aids turned all the way up to the point where it's making that humming sound. He can hear an astronaut rub one out on the International Space Station.
I brought your pickleball paddle, sir.
Oh, you did? You think you did a good job, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Come here. Where the fuck is the ball?
I'm so sorry, sir. I'll get it right away.
Jesus, I hate him. Well, anyway, Marvin, this right here is the paddle, and I'd show you the ball, but someone doesn't like to do their job. So whenever he decides to, you'll see the ball.
I got the ball, sir.
Oh, you did? Thanks, Chives. Go fucking get it.
Very well, sir.
Sometimes I like to play fetch with my butler, because I have to get his heart rate up so he doesn't die on me.
Oh. I got the ball, sir. Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Chives.
Please don't throw it again.
You see it, boy? Go fucking get it.
Oh!
Fucking idiot, I didn't even throw it. He'll be looking for it for a while. But anyway, Marvin, this is the pickleball paddle, and this is the pickleball.
Okay, why are you telling me about this stuff?
Well, because tomorrow there's a tournament for pickleball, and the winner gets $10 million, and I want you to be my partner.
Me be your partner? I've never even heard about this game. I've never played it.
Well, it's just like tennis, but not.
I don't know how to play tennis either.
Well, you can look it up, Marvin. You can learn. You can practice. Be ready for tomorrow, because that's when the tournament is.
I can't be good by tomorrow, Goodman. Find someone else.
No, you can't be good, because it's $10 million. For $10 million, you can do anything, Marvin.
Okay, I'll try, but don't get mad at me if we lose.
I found it, sir.
Did you take that ball out of my car, Chives?
No.
You didn't take that ball? Marvin, do you have a pickleball in your house?
No, I've never owned one in my life.
So did you take that ball from my car after you couldn't find the ball that I didn't throw?
What? No.
Come on, Chives. Let's go check the car. Because there were four pickleballs.
I think there were three.
No, there were definitely four.
I can't get good at this. Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Pickleball is a battle sport.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing? You didn't come to bed last night.
I've been watching 12 hours of pickleball tutorials.
What's pickleball?
I don't fucking know.
Well, why are you doing that?
Because Goodman wants me to play in the tournament, and I really just have to fucking learn how to play it by today.
Hey, Marvin, can I borrow some eggs and some jelly and some bacon and some bread and use your toaster? Basically, what I'm asking is, can I use your kitchen to make breakfast using your stuff? And if you're out of something, can you go to the store and get it for me?
Sure, I guess. I don't care.
Ooh, pickleball, Marvin? What you know about pickling some balls?
I have no idea what this game is, and I have to learn it by today because I have to play in a tournament.
Well, don't watch that stupid-ass tutorial. I can teach you how to play pickleball. I'm a pickleball master.
What, you are?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing.
Hey, Dad, I got a question.
What is it, Jeffy?
Okay, fuck me, I guess. It's not like I was in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead and ask your question.
Can I wipe my ass with paper towels and then flush them down the toilet? Because I did that, and now the toilet won't work.
That was an important question.
No, you can't do that, Jeffy. That was a pile of paper towels and shit. And I'm so stressed out. I can't deal with this. I'm so tired. I have to learn pickleball. Can you please just teach Jeffy how to play pickleball and he can just take my spot?
Sure, I'd love to. Come on.
I'll drink some coffee and then go watch.
All right, Jeffy, this is pickleball. It's a lot like tennis, but it's a lot smaller and you can only score if you're serving. And I'll warn you, I'm pretty good at pickleball. So let's see how good you are. Okay, now you would think you'd get a point for that, but you don't. Only I can score because I'm serving. And I know that sounds like some bullshit I made up because I'm bad at pickleball, but it's not. Those are the actual rules.
Okay, so it's Jeffy's serve?
Yes.
Okay, Jeffy, it's your serve.
Yeah, go ahead and serve, bitch! Let's see what you got, you pencil-nosed fuck! I am so sorry. I just get really competitive about pickleball. I'll slit your grandma's throat if you win, bitch! See, there I go again. Competitive. Go ahead and serve.
Okay.
Fuck you, you fucking cheater! You have to have cheated! There's no fucking way you're that good! Fuck you! I'll kill you! I'll fucking kill you!
Back up!
I'm sorry, Marvin. It's just, he's so fucking good at pickleball. I've never seen anybody that good at pickleball. He should go pro.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He should be, like, tournaments, like, with the pros.
He was that good?
He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
He just served once.
Yeah, but I've never seen somebody serve that good. I mean, that's the only explanation, because I'm great.
Oh, like, you're the best.
I'm the best at pickleball. Okay. I mean, other than him now.
All right, Jeffy, let's go. Okay, I'm feeling really good knowing I don't have to play pickleball.
Hey, Marvin, did Jeffy learn how to play pickleball?
Learn? He didn't need to learn. It's like he already knows how to play pickleball. He's a natural. He's the best pickleball player I've ever seen.
Wow, Jeffy, that's really great to hear. I can't believe you learned.
Hey, Marvin, you ready to play pickleball?
Actually, I decided I don't actually have to play.
The fuck you don't? I gave you a 12-hour notice. You have to play.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not that good because I've never played. But Jeffy, he's a master at pickleball. He'd be a better partner for you because you'd actually win. And I have this guy to vouch for me.
Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT. He's like the Wayne Gretzky of pickleball. He's the Michael Jordan of pickleball. He's the Babe Ruth of pickleball.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's the greatest pickleball player I've ever seen.
Okay, because I'm going to bet my entire fortune on this pickleball tournament, so you guys better be right about this.
Oh, don't do that.
No, I'd do that. I mean, you got nothing to worry about.
No, I don't.
Shut up, Marvin. Let's go, guys.
I'll stay here.
Hello and welcome to the pickleball tournament!
Yes, I have two people that are signed up to play.
Well, you know, the winner gets $10 million!
Oh, we know.
And you already paid the $100,000 entrance fee, correct?
Yeah, I paid it online.
Let me just check. Yep, you're right here. And you even agreed to our non-refundable policy.
Yeah, that's fine, because I know we're going to win.
Well, unfortunately, only one of you can play.
What? It's 2v2!
Well, normally it is, but we only have one other contestant, and that's LeBron James.
LeBron James plays pickleball?
Yep, he's the best.
Okay, well, where's the pickleball net? I don't see it.
It's right there.
That's a basketball net.
What's the matter, son? You never played pickleball? Hey, LeBron!
Sprite Cranberry?
Teach this fool how to play some pickleball.
Oh, you want to play pickleball?
Is that a jar of pickles?
Dump that shit, LeBron! That's That's how you play pickleball!
That's not fucking pickleball!
Yes, it is! It's just like basketball, but with a jar of pickles! And no dribbling, of course, for obvious reasons.
Well, I'm not gonna play LeBron James in pickleball!
Well, you already signed up, and it's non-refundable!
Marvin, this is all your fault!
What, my fault? You're the one who came up with this stupid dumb pickleball idea!
But you didn't read the fine print!
Well, yeah, I didn't sign up for this shit! You should have read it and found out it was not actual pickleball!
Well, I'm not playing, so Char Char Binks here can play!
It's okay, Danny, I got this shit!
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Jeffy will play LeBron James in pickleball.
Okay, it's time for tip-off! Okay, first one to three draws in the net wins! Ready, set, pickleball!
Give me that shit!
One draw, LeBron!
Marvin, you said he was good!
An actual fucking pickleball, not whatever the fuck this is!
Where you going, little boy? Where you going? Oh, you suck ass like my son.
Oh, rim job.
Marvin, he's ruining my bank account. You're going to give me a rim job tonight if he loses this game.
Oh, you think you're going to me? You little nigga, you little. But watch this. Green fuck, nigga.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, point for LeBron. That's 2-0.
But no. The jar shattered when it hit the rim.
It doesn't matter. All the pickles went through the net, so it counts.
Marvin, if Jeffy loses this game, I'm going to eat your dick like a pickle.
What you going to do? You down by two.
I'm going to shoot a three.
Oh, it's no three-pointer street pickleball. You got to shoot from here, and it's a two-pointer.
Okay, well, that.
I'm all in your face. You can't shoot.
Fuck yeah.
No way. Ooh, lucky shot. Oh, I'm about to end this shit, helmet boy. Ow! Foul! Ref, where's my call? Free throw!
That's bullshit!
Foul! Reaching in! LeBron gets one free throw. This could end it, folks.
Thank you! Step back, little man. I'm about to end it in one free throw. I'm about to be a champion. Damn it! I thought it was a basketball. I'm used to basketballs. I was doing a warm-up dribble. Look, give me another try.
Sorry, LeBron. We're all out of small jars. You're going to have to use the big one.
Oh. How'd the pickleball tournament go?
Put your pickle right there, Marvin.
Did you really bet your entire fortune?
Of course not. I'm not fucking stupid. I only bet $10 million, so put your pickle right there.
Marvin, what are you doing?
It's a baby dill. Soggy little fucker. Ow!
Hey, guys, what you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How does he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jeffy, are you going to wish me happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm gonna make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm gonna start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I gotta put it in the microwave. Yeah. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done. All right, it's done. And I wrote wow on it because wow, that's a yummy cake. All right, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow.
glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup. Yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay, nom nom nom, delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin! No, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Because he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy! She's not even my real mommy! I'm gonna jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake! See you later, crappy mommy!
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy, Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Don't do something! Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh my god! He escaped! Well, not escaped, he ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window!
Oh no, Marvin, where would he go?
I don't know!
Marvin, we have to call the cops, it's not safe for him out there!
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old, he wears a diaper on the outside of his pants, he has a helmet on his head, and a pencil in his nose.
You're right, he might think a stop sign's a giant popsicle, we have to call the cops!
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me Blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky!
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has a strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil in his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, please.
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please.
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah,
Come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am.
What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a Blumpkin.
Ew!
That's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh.
Oh, you almost got it.
Whoa.
Oh, still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
Get the gear.
There you go. You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing, no juggling. No juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
Jeffy, I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh. Hey, Jonathan! Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest. I just read one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Wait, where's my magazines? They were just right here. Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me. Oh, Mom.
Yard sale. Everything's for sale.
Oh, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here. Like this. Oh, they have a comb. I always wanted a comb.
Joseph, you can't use a comb. You're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look, cleaning supplies.
Of course you want cleaning supplies. You're a woman. It's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior.
Bro, check this out. They have nudie mags.
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot.
Junior, stop looking at that.
What are these?
It's Playboy. You never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude. They're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits.
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold! But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro. All
right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Well, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're it.
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the holy grail of naked magazines.
Dude, no way. You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
This is the Hooters edition? Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it's Scratch and Sniff?
Yeah, Scratch and Sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
Chef Peepee's coming. Hide him.
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Peepee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No.
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run up their pockets. Where my shit at? Run them pockets, fool.
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Peepee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought... this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was
told. You need a damn blanket. Junior, where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Peepee took the best one.
Don't worry, Joseph. There's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so. That's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No. That's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, my, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who is he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now? Excuse me, ma'am. Whose ass is this pickle been in? Whose ass do you want it to be in? Simmons? That's right, ma'am. I came by to see if you're operating with a business license, because if not, I'm going to have to shut you down. Oh, no, Mr. Ossifer. I don't have no biscuit license. I guess you're going to have to take me in the back of your cop car and bend me the hell over. Oh, right away, ma'am.
Oh, Joseph, these are the hottest magazines I've ever seen.
I know, dude. They're so hot.
How much do you think these girls got paid to do this?
Oh, dude, not enough. Not enough.
There's someone at the door. Come on, let's answer it.
Hurry, right, dude.
Hello?
Hey, you wouldn't have happened to have bought any nudie mags for your show, did you?
No.
Never. What's a nudie mag?
Yeah, we're not even old enough to look at those.
Wait, then why are your eyes dilated?
We were playing I Spy in the dark.
Wait, let me feel your hands. Sticky! Where are my nudie mags?
Hey!
My magazines! Oh, I miss you so much, my babies! Oh, Mariah! Stephanie! You didn't take your undies off for them, did you?
Hey, these are our magazines now, and we paid $14 for them.
Yeah, we paid fair and square, they're ours!
Bullshit! These are worth at least $400! Well, $200 since they're heavily used.
Alright, listen, I'm at least gonna keep this one. She's hot.
Caprice, my baby!
What about this one? She has big boobs.
You sure are boobies! You know what? No, you ladies are coming home with me! Come on, ladies!
But no, we paid good money for them!
You only rented them! They were never yours!
Oh, but I love Caprice!
Yeah, whatever. Oh, I miss you ladies so much! I'll never let you out of my sight again! Wait, where's the Pamela Anderson one? I know I had a Pamela Anderson one! Where is she? Oh, I'll find you, Pam!
Thank you for taking me to Arby's for dinner, Marvin. They have the meats.
Yeah, their roast beef sandwiches are good.
Speaking of roast beef sandwiches, I got two of them smacking together on page 47.
Jeffy, what are you looking at?
Boobies.
What, Jeffy, what?
They're twins, which means they're sisters, which means what they're doing on page 47 is incest. Why would they do that?
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be looking at stuff like that.
Marvin, he's 19 years old.
Well, I don't want him looking at stuff like this.
I'm looking.
No, I'm going to take this and put it in the bathroom so no one else can look at it.
Wait a second. Hey! Come back here, Marvin, and give me that magazine.
I was going to rip it up into tiny pieces and throw it in the trash can.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to flush it down the toilet.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to put it in the bathtub and fill it up and see if it dissolved with the water.
No, you weren't, Marvin.
I was going to try to put it in the air vent so it came out the chimney.
No, you weren't, Marvin. Give me that magazine.
Mine.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mine. Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Well, too bad.
There's someone at the door. You should go answer that.
No, we'll go answer. Come on.
Oh, the twins!
Hello?
Have you seen my Pamela Anderson magazine? The twins! I can't believe I forgot about you, lady.
Wait, this is your magazine?
Yeah, it was stolen from me at a yard sale.
Oh, well, here you go. You can have it back.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Oh, I wanted that magazine.
Too bad, Marvin.
Have you guys seen my Pamela Anderson magazine?
What, this is a Pamela Anderson magazine? I'll find it!
Not if I find it first!
Hey!
Ooh, baby, you looking so damn good in this bubblegum pink bikini. The things that I would do to you. Ooh!
I found her!
No, I found her first!
Boys are weird.
Get away from Pamela! She's mine!
No, she's mine!
No, she's mine!
Give her back or I'll stab you!
Damn, you can have her! I'll finish one anyway!
Thank goodness! Oh, come on, Pamela! You know I always take a finish on your cover!
Ah! Oh, gross!
No! Pamela!
Bathroom and fill up the bathtub until it overflows and then ride the waves off the side of it. That would be totally righteous! Righteous!
No, Jeffy!
Daddy, why don't you ever let me do anything fun? Why can't you just say yes?
Because, Jeffy...
You suck!
What did I do wrong?
Marvin, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. You could have been nicer and just say, no, Jeffy, not today.
No, I have to yell at him!
Don't yell at me now! I'm going to my mother's!
What am I doing wrong? Hey, Cody, do you think Thomas will make the flip this time?
No, he never makes it.
Have faith, Cody. Come on, Thomas, do the flip.
Dog shit. That's what this toy is. It's dog shit.
Reset it and try it again, Cody.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I'm mad at my daddy because he never says yes to anything I want to do.
Well, hold on. We want to see if Tom is going to make this flip again.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to make it, Cody.
He's never made it.
Come on, Thomas. Make the flip. Make the flip. Make the flip.
Dog shit. Do I need to say it again?
Reset it one more time. What were you saying, Jeffy?
I'm just mad at my daddy because he never lets me do anything fun. I wish for one day he would say yes to everything.
Well, you could try hypnotizing him.
What does hypnotize mean?
Oh, hold on. Let me get my grandfather's pocket watch. But first, I want to watch this. Dog shit.
Go get the pocket watch.
All right, I got my grandfather's watch.
Well, give me a second. I'll reset it, Thomas.
Why? He's not going to do it.
He's going to make it this time.
Bet me a dollar.
Deal. Come on, Thomas. Make it.
Pay up, chump. Wait. He actually stuck the landing.
He stood back up.
Damn it.
Ah, give me my dollar back.
You have it.
Okay, what?
I got my grandfather's...
Hold on. Jeffy restarted it. Wait.
Okay, it's dog shit, and I got my watch.
Okay, oh, so. How's your work?
Well, you just wave this back and forth in front of your dad's face and tell him to say yes to anything you want to do, and he'll do it.
Oh, well, why doesn't everyone have one of those?
Well, because people don't really have pocket watches anymore. Now they have iPhones and Google Pixels or whatever the hell it is people use these days.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay, here you go. You can have it. Just be careful. It belonged to my great-great-grandfather. I'm just kidding. I hated that bastard. You can break it for all I care.
Now, Jeffy, when you tell your dad to say yes to everything in a day, I would start it tomorrow, because today is almost over with.
Oh, good thinking. Junior.
All right, restart it, Cody. Best 2 out of 3.
Why?
Hey, Daddy.
Sorry for yelling at
you. Take that apology and shove it.
What?
Check this out.
What is that?
It's your pocket watch. Look at it.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Jeffy.
We'll see about that. Just keep looking at it. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you will say yes to everything I want to do.
I'm not going
to
do that, Jeffy.
And when people ask you why you're saying yes to everything, you will say that you don't know.
All right, Jeffy, go to your room.
All right. See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Like that would ever work. I can't be hypnotized. I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, Marvin, I'm Hangy.
What?
I'm hungry and I'm Hangy.
I thought you were supposed to be at your mother's.
I was, and then I woke up and I was Hangy. Feed me, Marvin, chicken nuggies.
Ah! Okay, good. It was just a nightmare.
Good morning, Daddy. You want to know what I want for breakfast?
What?
20 Happy Meals. You think you can do that?
Yes. I meant to say yes. I'm trying to say the two-letter word. I'm trying to say yes. Why do I keep saying that?
Because it hypnotized you, Daddy. It's working, right?
Yes.
Ha, gotcha. La, 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 la.
Marvin, I'm Hangy. I want some chicken nuggies.
No, okay, Daddy, let's go to McDonald's.
And then divorce her. What? They gave me 20 of the same toy?
Well, maybe that's the only one they have, Jeffy.
Well, this is horse dingleberries.
Yay, chicken nuggies. Okay, I'm good now. I'll talk normal.
Jeffy, are you going to eat your 20 Happy Meals?
I'm full.
He didn't even eat them.
Oh, man, Daddy, I'm stuffed. Thank you for getting me 20 Happy Meals.
You didn't even eat them.
Well, I just wanted the toys.
Marvin, that was really nice of you to get Jeffy 20 Happy Meals.
There's people starving in the world.
Daddy, can you take me to Disney World?
Yes.
Can Scooter come too? Hey, fat boy.
Yes.
Yay! Scooter, we're going to Disney World!
Marvin, how can you afford that?
I can't.
Come on, Daddy, let's go to Disney World!
I'm gonna have to use credit cards.
Disney World!
Disney World! Where's the big rat?
What are you talking about?
Mickey Rat.
His name is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Rat.
Let's just go ride, Rod. Come on. Are you guys ready for the ride?
I'm scared!
Nothing's happened yet. All right, guys, what ride do you want to go on next?
I want to go on the Slinky Dog ride.
All right, let's go on it.
Carry forward.
Oh, that was Woody. Come on. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, guys, we rode rides. Let's go home.
Can you take us to Universal Studios?
But, Jeffy, we just went to Disney World.
Can you take us?
Yes.
Universal Studios!
Yeah, let's go ride
rides! I want to ride the Minion ride!
Me too!
Minions!
Wait, where'd you get that at?
I stole it!
I want to ride the Minion ride over and over and over and over and over again!
Me too!
Okay, let's go ride it a few times. Okay, guys, we've rode that ride over 40 times. I've lost count.
Let's do it again!
Can we go to Dave & Buster's?
But we're already at... yes.
Yay! Dave & Buster's!
Okay, guys, throw the ball there.
Okay.
Don't throw at each other. Thank you.
I'm exhausted.
Marvin, I just checked the credit card statements. You went to Disney World, Universal Studios, and Dave & Buster's?
Hell yeah, Mommy. And we rode the Minions ride 42 times.
It was fun.
Marvin, how are we going to afford all this?
I'm just going to have to sell a kidney.
Can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
No, Jeffy, no drawing on the walls.
Well, then I'll ask Daddy. Daddy, can me and Scooter draw on the walls?
Yes.
Yay! Screw you, Mommy!
Marvin, why are you going to let them do that?
I just can't say no to Jeffy.
Aw, you're just a little softy, aren't you?
That's not what it is.
And done!
That pitch is pretty pretty.
That's the biggest poop ever!
Heck yeah, it is.
Jeffy, why'd the drawing have to be inappropriate?
Well, you said we could draw on the walls!
Yeah, but why'd you have to make the drawing disgusting?
That's the biggest poop ever!
Yeah, Daddy, it is the biggest poop ever, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yay!
Hey, fat boy, you wanna go play basketball?
Yeah? Daddy, do you wanna play basketball with us?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go!
Okay, guys, hurry up and play basketball.
My turn! Owie, I made it. 3 points.
You did not make it.
Yes, I did. It hit me in the head and the backboard.
All right, my turn. Yeah. Yay, I made it. Make it, take it.
Okay, go grab your ball.
Well, can I use you as the ball?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, my head.
I missed, Daddy, so it's Scooter's turn. Give me a bow.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jeffy, alley-oop.
Gotcha.
Scooby!
Oh, I hate my life.
I'm born to play basketball. I'm too good at it.
Hey, Danny, can we throw you off the roof into the pool?
Yes.
Yay!
Give me a bow.
Jeffy, I'm scared. What if you guys miss and I don't land in the pool?
Oh, don't be scared, Danny. You've seen Scooter's aim.
I don't miss.
Let's just talk about it. How about we do something else?
Time to go swimming.
What the...
So close.
Oh, Scooter, you're almost there.
Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to your face?
Jeffy and Scooter tried to throw me in the pool, and they missed.
Jeffy, how could you?
Well, it was Scooter's fault.
But that was super close. Tell me how close I was.
Look at my face. That's how close he was.
Jeffy, you better make it up to Marvin.
All right, Mommy. Hey, Daddy, you want to go have ice cream cones with me and Scooter?
Yes.
Yay! All right, Scooter, here's our ice cream cones.
That looks yummy.
Hey, Jeffy, where's my ice cream cone?
Oh, Scooter made a special ice cream cone for you.
There it is.
Ew, what is that?
It's dirt.
I'm not eating a dirt ice cream cone.
Daddy, will you eat the dirt ice cream cone?
Yes.
Open wide.
Ew.
Marvin, why are you spitting all over the couch?
Jeffy and Scooter made me eat a dirt ice cream cone.
Marvin, what is going on with you today?
I just want to say yes to everything Jeffy asked for to make him have a good day.
Well, that's really nice of you, Marvin, but you need to set a boundary.
I wish Jeffy would agree on a boundary.
Hey, Daddy, can you take me and Scooter to Target and buy us whatever we want?
Marvin, say no.
Yes.
Yay!
Marvin!
All right, Jeffy, do you have everything you need?
Yep, I think so.
What about you, Scooter?
Heck yeah.
Excuse me, sir, what do you have in your pants?
A big old winner?
But, yeah, there's no way it's that big.
Yes, it is. One first place.
Okay, well, I'm going to just go in and see if I can... I really hope this is a toy or I'm going to be in big trouble. What is this? Hold on. What? Really? You were trying to steal this?
You caught me.
All right, you're under arrest. Come on.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Wow, Scooter got arrested for trying to shoplift, Jeffy. Let's get out of here.
All right, now let's go.
Are you happy with all your stuff, Jeffy?
Yes. Are you happy with all your credit card debt?
Yes.
Good. Feed me a Band-Aid. I love Band-Aids.
Marvin, how could you afford all this stuff?
Because Jeffy wanted it.
Well, Marvin, it's been a long day for you. We should go to bed. It's 1 minute to midnight.
1 minute till midnight? The day's almost over with.
Oh, now it's conveniently midnight.
That means the day's over. Jeffy asked me for something.
Feed me another Band-Aid.
No. I can finally say no.
Marvin, what's going on?
So last night, Jeffy hypnotized me where I had to say yes to everything he wanted today.
What?
And now the day's over and now I can say no. Jeffy, where's that pocket watch at?
It's on the ground.
All right, Jeffy, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Oh, not going to look. Don't have to.
Look at it, Jeffy.
No, not. Don't have to.
Look at it.
18, don't have to.
There's a Band-Aid in front of you.
Where?
All right, Jeffy. Starting today, you're going to do everything I say.
Maybe.
No, you're going to say yes.
Maybe.
You're going to say yes to everything I tell you to do.
Maybe.
Okay. Now I'm going to make Jeffy do stuff all day.
Well, what do you have in mind, Marvin?
Ooh, I got some stuff I want him to do.
Yeah, Jeffy. Eat that dirt ice cream cone.
I like it.
You know, keep eating it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dog did it.
Get in there.
Yeah!
Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool?
Uh-huh.
Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool.
Hey, guys, I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh, God, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
All right, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off, too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh,
bowling.
Yeah, you get it live now. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Marvin,
you have to try it.
Okay.
Try that food.
Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't gotta tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit's always good.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use the bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Wait, Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num-num-num-num-num-num-num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
See, I already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick-or-treat bucket?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tum-tum, please, feel better now. Do you feel better now? Oh, well, you must be really sick if the Tum-Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink, my booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch.
Well, I guess that didn't work.
Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Peavy said he found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm going to go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee-Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece.
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What? Sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand. Because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible. What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up.
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee-Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, I must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there. Fuck,
man. Pull up. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling up? Oh, you talking your shit? You spitting in my face, ugly ass boy?
Yeah, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy, and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? I swap it anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat. But I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I could be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe. Even though that would be in violation of the medical board and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yo,
Yeah, I hope you are. Give me your pump. Chef Pee-Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, God. Why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like shit when you water shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread them lips and come, baby.
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. Clean all this shit up.
Oh, Doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up before I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. Isn't that a penis?
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls? Who the ass? What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no, I'm not giving him no testicular exam. I came here for the women. What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No, fuck no. I'm not checking your ass. No, I don't want poop on my hands. What the hell's wrong with you? You do it, please.
I gotta see another patient.
What? You can't run off like that.
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go.
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow, what the fuck, man? Why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. You shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow, what the, stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha ha! Chef, you locked in the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Butt licker! Ha ha! Chef, you lick butt! Hey, puts it on the butt!
If I don't leave this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. So
no, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy. Want to be a girl, be a girl.
Mind.
I don't know what you... I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, goddammit. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive room.
This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck, man?
You spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead. He wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed. Admit it.
I did in college.
He's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well, go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
Then play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over. Hot.
Chef Pee-Pee, is my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you like making messes, dumbass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was a little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me.
Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save up for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the team cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle, so if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Not my proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit!
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you!
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready!
And it better look good, too! Oh my god! This looks amazing! And it smells good too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today!
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart!
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy!
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake!
Man, I love chocolate! You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking!
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you!
Don't spend it all in one place.
We should make Chef Pee-Pee cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries, you know?
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
Well, you don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today. Ew. Being the devil is so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer in today. Where do you want me to put him?
Just put him with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out.
Ooh, what is this?
Hello, this is hell.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. as Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess Playset Ramble Dash. Okay, well, Ramble Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do...
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Dear Satan, he wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No, go back to cleaning the bathrooms.
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Play. I'm here to deliver presents.
Ah! The fucking devil!
Get the cross, honey.
Oh,
the power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Shut the fuck up!
What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you the train book.
Big old Satan!
What the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bat!
I'm on it.
The bat? Why do you need... Ow! Okay, asshole! I'm leaving!
Get out of here!
Ugh.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?
No.
Is Wall Jr. there?
There are no walls here.
Then how does the roof stay up? Ha ha ha!
This is hell, there is no roof! Ugh, fuck that kid. But yes, I want to do something nice for the children, but not him.
So, why don't you just dress up like Santa and pretend to be him? That way, they can't tell that you're the devil!
Yes, that's a good idea. If I wear a disguise, maybe they won't hit me with bats. I will try this.
Now, Timmy, the only reason the devil showed up is because you're gay, and being gay is a sin. So Leviticus 18:22 says, stop it.
Play!
Who the hell are you?
I am Satan Claus.
Santa Claus? But Christmas already passed.
Yeah, well, I forgot some stuff, like this train book for your son.
Well, my son's on the naughty list for being gay, so we don't want that.
Well, I am Santa Claus, and I say he can have it.
Well, we're his parents, and we say he can't have it.
Look, just let your kid have his toys.
No, return the sender.
Let him play with toys.
No, you take that back, or else I'm going to hit you with the bat.
With the bat? Why would you get the...
Ow! Get out of my house!
I'm leaving, okay? Damn!
Ugh.
So, how does your Santa Claus disguise go?
I got hit with a bat again.
What? But why?
I don't know. I guess those people are just assholes.
So they'll be here one day?
Yeah, probably.
And I can get them paid.
Now, hold on. My phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is there someone named Hugh there?
Hugh who?
First name Hugh, last name Jeff?
I guess I can check. Is there a huge ass here? Hello, huge ass? Billy, do you see a huge ass?
No, don't see a huge ass here.
No, there is no huge ass. Wait a minute! Fuck you! How does this kid have my number?
I don't know, but are you gonna keep using your Santa Claus disguise?
Yes, I guess so. Alright, I'll try a different house.
God, I hate taking down the Christmas tree. Every year, you gotta put up the tree, just take it down. Put it up and take it down.
Marvin, calm down. Don't have such a bad attitude. Hey, we can make it fun. Like, let's make a song about it. You know, here we go, we're taking down our pretty Christmas tree. And taking down our pretty Christmas tree. Love and joy come to you, and we'll take down... have your tree.
Okay, I'd rather do it quiet.
Daddy, if you want this Christmas tree down, then that fucker's going down.
Timber!
Oh, lumberjack dick, cutting trees down and shit.
Jeffy, that was a big tree on the ground.
Babu, bap, bap, babu.
Jeffy, no, we need to drag this outside.
Okay, well then drag out John.
Well, you gotta help me grab it.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, you grab that side of the tree and I'll grab this side.
I got something for you to grab. This old Jeffy hog. Old Vienna sausage dick. Old slimy and in a can and shit.
Jeffy, stop talking like that. Go grab a trash bag so we can put this tree away.
Okay.
What? Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Santa Claus, what are you doing here?
I came to give your son the fishy he wanted for Christmas.
Why do you look like you have a sunburn?
Yeah, you're all red.
Oh, I was delivering presents in Africa. It's very sunny there.
Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you deliver this on Christmas?
It fell out of my bag in Africa, so I came back to get it. But look, it's a robo fishy, and it swims in 5 different directions.
What are the 5 directions?
Up, down, left, right, and backwards, but not forwards. I don't know. I didn't make it. I did make it. My elves made it. Do you love me?
Yeah, we love Santa Claus. Yeah,
hey, Danny, I couldn't find a trash bag, but I found this bat.
Well, look, Santa Claus came to visit you.
You want round 2, fucker?
Round 2? What are you talking about? I'm behind the
bat again. Hey, wait a minute. That's the devil.
Ugh. Oh, what happened this time?
I got beat up with a bat again.
What? Again? No way.
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Oh, goddammit, it's that kid again. Listen here, motherfucker. There are no walls, no refrigerator, and no huge ass, so just leave me alone. Craig, why are you using this kind of language? Mother? I'm sorry, I've been getting a lot of prank calls lately. Well, why don't you call me on the Christmas? Well, I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm supposed to be evil. Not calling your mother on Christmas is evil. Why can't you be more like your brother? Mom, why are you Italian? What the fuck?
So, what are you gonna do now?
Well, now I'm gonna go back to being evil. I'm gonna go back to that house and beat up them with the baseball bat.
Yes.
Well, elves, we had a successful Christmas.
Whoa!
But we didn't get as many letters as we normally get.
Aww. That is weird.
The phone's ringing.
We'll answer the damn thing.
Okay, don't get so angry. Hello? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is it?
Well, apparently kids have been spelling your name wrong on their Christmas letters, and they've been sending them to Satan.
Who?
The devil has been getting your Christmas letters.
Oh, no!
And also, he's been going around and giving presents out to the kids.
Fuck!
He's making you look bad, Santa.
I don't like it when I get made look bad, Pepper!
I like it when you get angry. Thank you.
All right, let's go stop this devil.
Go get him, Santa. Fuck him up.
Jeffy, stop hitting the tree with a bat.
Fuck it.
Play.
The devil?
Yup.
What are you doing here?
I came to get revenge for the hitting me with the bat.
Wait, we didn't hit you with a bat. Jeffy hit Santa with a bat?
That was me in disguise.
That was you as Santa?
Yes.
Well, that was a really good costume.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't even tell. You looked really good, yeah.
Oh, it was just a shitty beard and a hat. Well, give me this bat. I'm gonna bop you on the head now.
Ho, ho, hold on a minute. Not so fast.
Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Is that the devil?
No, that is Santa Claus.
You motherfucker!
But wait a minute. You just said you were Santa Claus. Wait, are you Santa Claus?
No, I'm the devil.
Wait, then who's that?
That is Santa Claus.
Wait, where did your sunburn go?
Yeah, your face was all red.
I do wear red.
But his face was red.
Everybody just calm the fuck down. That is Santa Claus. I am the devil, okay? End of discussion. No more talking. Santa Claus, what do you want?
Well, I heard you were out delivering presents to the kids.
Yes, that's right. I was dressed up like you, trying to be good. But everybody just kept hitting me with baseball bats.
You'll never be good. You're the devil.
You are right. I will never be good. I am the embodiment of evil.
Well, I got an idea. Come with me. Let me show you something.
Okay.
Hi, Santa.
Did you get that devil fucker?
Hi there. Okay.
Craig, I want to show you something.
Oh, what is this?
This is my naughty or nice book.
Oh, you just wanted to show me I'm at the top of the naughty list?
Craig, look right here.
But that's my name on the nice list. But how?
Well, Craig, you see, you were out delivering presents trying to make kids happy when I couldn't do it.
So I'm not evil?
Well, you're not all evil.
Oh, so I'm a good person. Why am I so Italian? Thank you, Santa.
All right, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, there's a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
What? No, no, no. We're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that? Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Thelma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
I'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
But no, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bag. But no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fried.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Todd, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Todd, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Todd, your blindfold. Put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh, I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did.
There's no way. I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Kiki Nera! Get in here! Mess time!
You call for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CC's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me bumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that, and I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help! There's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
Well, are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you. Please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat.
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Jimmy.
I called the cops, though. There's been a murder.
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah.
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics. Yes, come right in. The body's this way.
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
But we're the mystery gang. Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Good idea, Scoob. Let's go.
What?
All right, the body's over here.
Zoinks, Scoob.
Jinkies.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No.
Oh. Well, all right, gang. There's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Well, look, we're going to solve this murder. We're going to find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he just doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not going to solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang. We can solve murders just like they do in the show.
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man. Does anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking and stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, well, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag this body to our house.
Okay, fine.
Come on, Scooby, slip it.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Raggy.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Well, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Kitchen knife.
Yeah. So the kitchen knife. My chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knives. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, congrats. The body slipped.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there. It's a mask.
Oh, my God, you found a clue. Yay!
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue.
Yeah, she totally found a clue.
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef PB.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this broom out of foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef PB, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef PB, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Maybe, but no, not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef PB.
What do you want from me, Junior?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman!
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses? He didn't swear to God, but he would swear to Moses.
Well, bro, what do you want from me, Junior?
You just for some reason you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to
me. I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy Doo, and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't. What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Peepee.
Stop gasping. You know what? Fine. I did it. I did that shit. I killed that bitch.
Zoinks. Jinkies.
Let's split up, gang.
But why?
Scooby Snacks.
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job. So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine, and I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Chef, you're supposed to say... If it wasn't for you meddling kids,
yeah.
Still. I didn't watch the damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swore to God also, that's fucked up. Summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, remind me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I stay right there so I can be near my friends?
No! I stay in Butts! Go find your own seat!
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad!
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally! My favorite time of the year! Summer school! Oh, I love that sound! Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb! Dumb as hell! And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're gonna end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read. So enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach.
Toodles. Oh, Principal Sadak, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids failed because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get a teaching or you're fired!
Alright, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You're cheating on my dad?
My dad was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My mother! He said he paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! Alright, class, today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed, and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states, and there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys, it's gonna be so much fun. What's your flag gonna look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they gotta do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is gonna be crazy.
Nobody's gonna copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make syrup anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
What time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh, Molly, can I show mine first?
Yes, Patrick, come up first.
Yay! Okay, Mommy, I made this super cool Spider-Man flag.
Oh, dear God, Patrick, why did you choose the red background and the white circle? I mean, where's blue for Spider-Man?
You said time was up. I didn't have time for blue.
Well, honey, I think your flag might hurt some people's feelings.
Who, the Green Goblin?
Yes, it might hurt his feelings, so we should throw your flag away.
But it's Spider-Man.
I know, but you should go sit down and throw your flag away.
Do I pass?
Yes, you get an A for effort.
Yay, Spider-Man.
Bully, why don't you come up next?
All right, Teach. I wanted to make a flag that strikes fear into the hearts of nerds.
Oh, well, what does this represent?
It represents me taking your lunch money. See, that's my fist, and that right there is your lunch money, and that's me taking it.
Well, that's not very nice, Bully.
I don't give a shit. I want to live in a country where people give me their lunch money. And I currently do.
Okay, why don't you go sit down?
Okay, but first, give me your lunch money.
What?
Give me your lunch money!
Oh, okay, just leave me alone. Go sit down. Oh, who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, Freddy, now that's very interesting. Why don't you tell us about your flag?
So I put a poop on my flag because that's what I do in my pants. And the yellow represents pee. Because that's what I also do in my pants.
Freddy, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe we should work on potty training this year.
Okay,
why don't you go sit down? And, Annabelle, why don't you come up next? All right, Annabelle, let's see what... Oh, dear God, what is going on here? I love my boyfriend, Oh, okay. Well, what does this have to do with America? My boyfriend lives in America, and I love him. Okay, Annabelle, why don't you just go sit down? Cody, why don't you come up next? Oh, wow, Cody, now that's a nice flag. Good job.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself.
It certainly does. There's so many colors. What, you couldn't decide which one was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just so colorful. You have so many different colors.
Well, yeah, you know what month it is, right?
Yes, it's June.
Yeah, and what's special about June?
Oh, I get it, Cody. It's summer. These are all the colors you see in summer. And sometimes you see rainbows in summer, too.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. More than normal, actually.
Well, this is just great, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, it's the pride flag.
Oh, you are so proud of your flag. I love that, Cody.
No, I mean, it's the LGBTQ flag.
Cody, that is not how you say the alphabet. Go sit down. This is why you're in summer school.
God damn it, I hate it here.
Mikey, get up here and we'll get you over with.
Yeah. Mine's the best!
Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I drew a picture of me crying because my dad won't stop drinking.
Mikey, you were supposed to draw a flag.
But this is a flag!
You were supposed to draw a flag that represents America.
Well, I live in America, and my dad won't stop drinking, and there's a lot of people in America who had the same problem.
Well, I guess you're right, Mikey. Good job. Go sit down.
Yay!
Junior, come up here next.
Oh, man, she's gonna love mine.
Oh, wow, Junior, look at that flag. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so I drew a dinosaur holding a cheeseburger on a McDonald's rocket flying through space.
That's truly amazing, Junior. Now, can you tell us why that represents America to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure 100 million years ago, dinosaurs lived in America.
Well, Junior, 100 million years ago, America didn't exist.
But the land that makes America existed, and I'm pretty sure a few dinosaurs stepped on this land.
Okay, I see your point. Continue.
And America invented McDonald's, and we also have rockets, and we have cheeseburgers, and we also have been to space.
Well, Junior, I think you have the best flag so far. Good job. Go sit down.
Yeah, suck that, Betsy Ross, and your cooking show.
Joseph, why don't you come up here next?
I'm gonna show you how America really supposed to look.
Oh, wow, Joseph. Now that's an interesting flag.
Yeah, this is how the American flag's supposed to look.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, see, the American flag was a little too white for me. It was 50 white stars, 6 white stripes. We had to throw a little color on that bit. Yeah, add some black to that hole. Now it looks good. You know how black is superior. We make the best food, the best music, and we have the best athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Joseph. You make some excellent points.
Yeah.
Good job. Why don't you go sit down? All right, I think that's everybody. Oh my. That's an empty desk. Oh, do we have a missing student? Oh, I better call Principal Steinbeck.
Huh, I wonder who the missing student's supposed to be.
Principal Steinbeck? Yes, I noticed there was an empty desk, and I was wondering if someone was skipping summer school.
Flag on the fucking plane! Is someone skipping summer school? Who's skipping my class? Did you say someone's skipping my class?
No one skips my class.
Well, there's an empty desk in the corner!
Empty desk? Who is that?
Hawaii for summer vacation and learn how to surf.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sunburn on my bald head.
Oh, coconut tits.
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's what they do. They put coconuts on their tits. I don't know why they do that. Oh, almond joy dick. Covered in chocolate with coconut in the center. Shit.
Jeffy, stop saying stuff like that. I don't understand how you pass school by being that dumb.
What did they? Take a look at my report card again. All A's.
Yeah, I see the all A's. We understand. You're really smart. Let's just go to the airport.
Jeffy! Why?
What was that noise?
Sounds like someone broke in!
Jeffy!
Wait, Jeffy, isn't that your principal from school?
Yeah, he probably came by and said that I did a good job getting all A's on my report card.
Your son is skipping summer school. No one skips my summer school!
Wait. Jeffy doesn't need to go to summer school. Look, he got all A's on his report card.
Wait, let me see this. You really can't see this? He changed his F into an A with a crayon!
Wait, he didn't do that. Wait a minute. Oh, you goober, you goofball, you pulled a fast one on me.
Guilty as charged on the fast one.
Oh,
what about our vacation?
vacation.
We can't go because look at this. Look at this goober.
Well, first of all, I say we still go on vacation because I'm 19 and fuck that noise.
No, it's against the law. You can't skip my summer school class.
Well, the law can suck the all-encompassing area betwixt my ballsack and my asshole.
You're going to summer school!
Come on. Oh, my God.
Get in there. I don't think you guys heard me the first time. No one gets to skip my summer school class. The next one that tries, I guarantee you, I will hunt you down like a tiger and kill you with my own paws. You got that? Perfect. Thank you. Get back to class.
All right, class. Well, that does it for our first day of summer school. And you heard the principal. None of us get to skip summer school. Not you and not even me. So I guess I'll see you Monday and the day after that and the day after that and all summer long.
Wow, guys, the first day of summer school wasn't bad. We got to color all day.
Yeah, pretty chill, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah! Mikey, you little bitch! Let's get up his ass! Yeah, your side block, bitch! You!
Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious looking ass. I know this gonna be good. Pop that off and get the pulling. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo! It's gonna be delicious! Oh man, that looks so delicious! Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can! Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends! Your mac and cheese is ready!
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese! What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans!
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans. It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys. I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop. Oh.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too. Guys,
come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb, that's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're a broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away!
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power! He doesn't have a power! He doesn't have a power! You don't got a power! Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way you got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Oh, hey, do. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me! Get off me!
Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us!
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Uncle Philip, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But wait, prove it! You're not Michael Jackson!
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys. We gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody. You're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes me really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man, you are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arms.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me a purse!
Oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this dance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass dance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. How about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. How about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Timmy? We were doing just fine. We wouldn't have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got to get along. That was Timmy!
Yeah, it's me! God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm. It hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, God, it's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. What? Paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Look, Simmons, all I'm saying is if Tyrese Halliburton wouldn't have torn his Achilles, Indiana would have won.
I don't know, excuse me, ma'am. I'm new here. Where am I supposed to go?
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing in the Air Force?
I wanted to be a part of the few and you're proud.
That's the Marines, Jonathan.
Oh, well, at least I can still tell hot babes that I fly a fighter jet.
They're not going to let you fly a fighter jet right away. You have to learn how to do that.
I already know how to do that. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Okay, well, it's still going to be a long time before they let you fly a fighter jet.
Okay, well, I can still tell hot babes that I'm a pilot. Watch and learn. Hey there, my name's Johnny.
Oh, my God!
What the hell, Jonathan? Why did you spit in her face?
I didn't mean to spit in her face. I just missed. Oh, who is that?
Oh, that's Brandon. Used to be Brandy.
I only joined so I could transition.
Oh, so hot. What does transition mean?
It means she has a dick, Jonathan.
Oh, and balls?
Well, I don't know about the balls.
Hey, do you have balls?
Don't ask her about her balls.
Oh, sorry. I need a bathroom right now.
All right, boys. I'm afraid I got some slightly urgent news for you.
What's the matter, sir?
Well, it looks like Iran went ahead and launched a nuclear missile at us.
Wait, like right now?
Yes, right now. It's about to hit New York City in about 5 minutes. Turn that shit into a parking lot.
Well, sir, we should probably shoot it down.
Yeah, normally we would, but our entire missile defense is out at lunch right now. The line at Chick-fil-A is wrapped around the building, and there's no way they're getting out of line, because they already paid, so that'd be a waste of money. And they still gotta pick up my lunch, and they better not forget my frozen lemonade, goddammit.
Sir, I just think it's really dangerous that our entire missile defense goes to lunch at the same time.
Well, we didn't think the Iranians would guess our secret confidential lunchtime. I mean, 2:30 is a pretty late lunch. Nobody would have guessed that. It must have leaked.
Still can't believe that my buddies at missile defense's lunchtime is at 2:30 while mine is at 12.
12. I just think we should all have the same lunchtime post.
Well, the only way we're going to stop that missile is if one of you boys hops in a fighter jet, flies up to 30,000 feet, smashes right into that sumbitch. Sure, you're going to die, but you'll be saving America. You'll be an American hero. So who wants to do it? Who wants to die for America?
I'll do it.
I'll do it, sir.
No, I'll do it, sir.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, that is so many volunteers. Wow, that's great. I would love to do it, but I actually have a dentist appointment tomorrow, and I can't cancel again, because I keep canceling, and they say they're going to drop me as a patient if I cancel one more time, so I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, sir.
I can tell you all want to be American heroes, so hey, we live in a democracy, so let's do it that way. Let's make it a raffle. I'll get a hat and put all your names in there, and whoever I draw gets to die for America.
Oh, but not me, though, because of the appointment, like I said.
All right, I'll go get the hat and put everybody's name in.
Well, not everybody, though, because not me, because of the appointment.
All right, I got the hat with everybody's name in it.
But not mine, though, right? Because I have a dentist appointment?
Well, of course yours is in there, guy. You're our best pilot.
But see, that's the thing, is you don't want to lose your best pilot, because if you want to retaliate, you want to have a good pilot, right? So it should really be somebody else, because, I mean, clearly everybody else really wants to do it.
Nuh-uh, guy, we're doing this fair and square. So whoever's name I pull out of this hat, that's who gets to die for America.
Oh, please don't be me. Please don't be me. I'll start going to church, God. Please don't be me.
It's Bobby!
Oh, thank the fuck.
Oh, wow, congrats, Bobby!
Way to go, Bobby!
It'll be my honor to die for my country.
Oh, thank God. I mean, I don't even have a dentist appointment. I was just trying to be the biggest pussy.
Bobby, why is your name in the hat twice?
Because I snuck it in there twice so I could be a hero.
Bobby, you're disqualified for cheating.
Well, I think mine is actually in there 4 times.
No, I think I only see it in there once.
But, I mean, Bobby clearly wants to do it, right? Because he cheated it. It should really be Bobby.
No, we're going to have to draw again. And whoever I draw this time is really dying for their country. It's Brooklyn Guy.
Fuck me. I don't want to die.
Whoa, congrats, big blow.
Congratulations, Brooklyn Guy.
I'll suck you off.
Lucky.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to be a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody. It's my honor to die.